Bills 15 and 16 outline the proposed budgets the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation will receive from the city and county for the next fiscal year. They call for roughly $500 million for operating and $2.5 billion in capital cost. HART Executive Director and CEO Andrew Robbins says it is a critical time for the project, as the agency hopes to open the first 10 miles of the rail as soon as next year. But he noted there are several important items that were not included in the operating budget.
One in our administrative services area and one in public information. Education, providing information to the public, is a critical part of the project. It's mandated by the FTA. It's absolutely essential that we do that. We provide information on construction impacts, impacts to businesses, community, residents.
Councilmember Heidi Sunayoshi opposed the bills, citing her concerns about HART's lack of transparency and the uncertainty of the agency's public-private partnerships, known as P3.
I share the concerns of some of the testifiers today, just about there being a lot of questions still hanging over our heads about what that P3 looks like and how that moves forward. And I think if we've learned anything from what's happened with the rail project to this extent, I would like to bring back the sentiments shared by Mr. Pekela from District 1, is that failing to plan is planning to fail.
The proposed budgets will be further discussed at the council's next budget committee meeting. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.